This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGI.
Yo, do you remember the 90s? Let's find out. Acid-washed jeans, Doc Martens on your feet, Pogs in your pocket, and bagel bites to eat. Watching Full House with your digital pets. Mom, get off the phone, I need to use the internet. Let's go to Blockbuster, there's nothing else to do. Carmen Sandiego, where the hell are you? I like Tookie Knot.
You've got mail.
Ice, ice, baby shrink.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening and welcome to Yo Remember the 90s episode 3. 3 is a lucky number.
Thrice.
There's 3 of us and JT.
Yes, our good friend JT is playing video games while we talk about video games. This is not an emulator he's using. This is the actual games. He's got carts just like Fred. From the Howard Stern Show. Oh, that was the horrible way to die, JT.
Is that from the 90s, though? That looks like Super Mario 3. Wasn't that from the 80s?
I think that was 92.
Okay. Yeah.
91. 92.
Somebody fact check that. If he's not 90s, he's out of here.
Yeah. Well, I talked about before, I did the Nintendo World Championships where I think they debuted this, and it was like 92. So that's why.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of things.
I trust JT. I think he knows what he's doing.
He knows what this show's about.
1988.
Ah, shit.
Goodbye, JT.
Nice having you.
And they didn't debut. I thought they always debuted for free. Wait, is that for Japanese or America?
America. Oh.
God damn it.
Oh, well, I think maybe everyone's figured out that we are talking about 90s video games tonight.
Stick.
Did Carlos Danger pay you off to do that? Jesus, JT.
Don't worry. Carlos Danger did show up again this week, and he provided us a Carlos pick. Carlos's pick. So stay tuned for a wonderful Carlos's pick coming up later in the show. But for the bulk of the show, we're going to be talking about many people's favorite pastime, video games.
Yes.
You boys both played video games growing up, I assume.
Yes,
and still to this day.
Well, I at least still pay to play video games to this day, but I never get around to playing. Like, I have an Xbox Live account, but I'm hardly ever on there anymore.
Yeah, I actually haven't played in a few months probably now, but I still do play to this day.
It's hilarious to see 3 separate dates that people have given for Mario 3. Benjamin Cohen says 1989. Kamisha says 1991 in the U.S. And then someone else, Eric McBastard, said Mario 3 came out in 1990. So it's somewhere in that 1988 to 1992 range.
Close. 89. It's close enough.
Why are people all getting different dates?
Well, that's in getting ready for this episode. That was the most frustrating thing. I'm trying to put dates on games, and it's like, well, in Hungary, it was 1996. In the UK, it was 1994. In the US, it was 1998. Like, why did it take so long to get these games to other parts of the world?
Very strange.
I have no clue.
Oh, even movies by a couple months sometimes now, but games were years apart in different countries, and it just made so again, any date I reference in any of my research is North American release.
Right.
Okay. So that's the standard I go by, North American release.
And then it seems like any game that I find or want to talk about is always in the 80s.
Yeah, but you would have played it in the 90s. So it almost
right.
It's almost it's the 90s.
Almost 90s.
But not quite. But if you're again a reminder, if you're watching over on Bedabbler's channel,
yes.
Why don't you like me anymore? But please come on over to You'll Remember the 90s channel. Give that a like and subscribe. We're gonna move all these shows there.
Yes, we will no longer be streaming on Cardiff Electric's channel or El Horrible's channel.
But
probably the next couple shows we will. But yes, that's why we want you to come over right now and subscribe to Yo Remember the 90s.
Right. I get not broadcasting on Cardiff's channel. I mean, that's like, you know, broadcasting on Chad Zumok's channel. Who cares? But we're going to do it for both of us.
It's not that bad yet, is it?
I get some good numbers.
Am I at Chad Zumok
level? Yes. Already? Yes. But yeah, go subscribe to at Yo Remember the 90s and try and watch us there. And yeah, going forward, we'll probably just stream from there eventually. Whatever you just said.
Eventually. Now, what was one of your favorite games growing up?
One of my favorite games growing up in the 90s. Well, I guess I'm gonna stick with Super Nintendo right now, because that seems to be a safe bet as far as the 90s go. And I'm gonna go really simple and just say the original Super Mario World that came with the Super Nintendo system. Like, I can remember Super Nintendo was the first system that I actually, you know, anticipated. Like, Nintendo was already out when I heard about Nintendo. And like you said, I wasn't really playing Nintendo until the 90s. But Super Nintendo, man, Super Nintendo was something different.
That was the one you were seeing the commercials for.
Yes.
The build up. Everyone was talking about it. That was the one.
There it is. Super Mario World. And it just looked so cool. The music was great. Everything about this game.
Stereo sound.
Yes. What bits? How many bits were we at this point? Because Nintendo 64 was 64.
This was 16-bit Super Nintendo.
It was 16-bit. Thank you, JT. But yeah.
The bits.
Oh, wow, I don't remember any of this. What is that?
Yeah, I remember the bits were such a big deal. 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit.
I pulled some commercials, when some of the 32-bit systems came out and, like, shaming the 16-bit systems.
How many bits is PlayStation 5?
45 bits. 45 bits.
Do bits matter anymore?
I don't know why. Bits just all of a sudden, nobody gives a shit.
Why did they disappear? Like megapixels.
Oh, the poor bits. To be remembered, to be honored. And no matter how many bits, the greatest selling console of almost all time is the Game Boy.
Is it really?
That's like their longest running system. Like, remember, like, when Game Gear came out, color 16-bit screens. No, the Game Boy still kicked its ass.
Wow.
That's probably just on battery longevity.
Yeah.
Because I remember the Game Gear, the batteries did not last on that thing.
No.
Shit.
No.
See, I would imagine. Yeah, I feel like I always. And the Game Boy was also smaller. Is Game Boy 1990 or ish?
I think it's 89.
Let's find out.
90s.
Game Boy.
Release. But it was successful way into the 90s.
Oh, 1989.
Uh-oh.
Almost.
Almost. Oops.
Almost 90s.
Yeah, now someone just super chatted SNES and NHL 94. We ignored 95 to 99. Yes. JL Blades. That was another game that I was playing well into the early 2000s, probably. NHL 94. Why was it NHL 94? Everyone that I know who plays a hockey game.
NHL, wasn't it they got rid of fighting after that one?
Maybe. I don't know. But then, I think maybe because I think NHL 95 might have been the one where it was like every time you did a wraparound, it basically went in. Like that game was tough. But yeah, I'm with you on NHL 94.
JL. There's a couple other super chats.
Edgar Ibarra, thank you for the $1.99. The Dabble Point Show needed Cardiff and OJ. No, it would have been nice. I don't know if the world needs another John show, but Tukey was very happy to be a part of the first one.
I'm losing my hopefully mind. The last.
So much John Tent. Birch the Great, thank you for the $2. Final Fantasy VII or Metal Gear Solid were the best. Fight me. I never played either one of those games.
Metal Gear Solid I played.
My buddies were really into Final Fantasy, but I was a Metal Gear Solid dude. I love that game.
Yeah, see, I never played either one of those games.
Great series.
JL Blades. Yeah, we still got that one.
Oh, yes, my bad.
So I did a collage. Now this is an 8-minute collage. So punch out. Tell me to punch out if we should punch out. But I just kind of did a collage of video games for the 90s and pretty much the games that I guess kind of defined a year or a system when they came out, where they were just kind of, they weren't necessarily the best games, but they were games that had an impact, I guess, on gaming.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
I present whatever the fuck this is. No swearing on this channel.
Yeah, I don't even think I swore yet. Blah.
Madden football.
Shit, Madden. Super Nintendo Madden.
Oh, this was for Genesis.
That one's for Genesis. It looks the same. Yeah, this game I had for Super Nintendo. Yes, it looks exactly the same as it did for Super Nintendo. I was so bad at this game.
And on Amiga. And on Amiga. But I think this game came out on Genesis first. Like, this was their first big game that they had to themselves for a couple months.
God, I remember playing this in my bedroom on a 10-inch little white TV VCR combo. Super Mario World, yep. This
is the best. Yeah, a big game.
A huge game.
Like, these were decision making. You know, which system am I gonna buy? I can't have both of them. Well, if I can only play Super Mario World,
if you guilted your parents and said you were gonna kill yourself enough times, you can get both of them. Don't trust me.
See, oh, Sonic, yes.
Again, a definite. If I want Sonic, I need a Genesis. Gotta be that one. But this game is huge.
Game. Okay, this is a super. Yeah, Link to the Past.
Yeah,
this is definitely this, and then the what was it? The Ocarina of Time for Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64. Yeah,
yeah. Those are my favorite Zelda games.
I just pulled this because I kind of miss these positive, airy end scenes. Like,
yeah.
It was just so peaceful and polite. Yeah. But you wanted to get to this so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to see these three spinning triangles for some reason.
So stupid.
It meant so much to you.
So dumb. But just that noise of the text brings back like memories.
Yeah.
Nostalgia boners.
That's why when I was going through these videos, and here's our
Mario and of course Kart. Mario Kart. Mario Kart, this really changed video games as far as like racing games and stuff.
And because this had the four controllers you could plug in.
Right.
So yeah, this was you were sitting there with three other people racing. It was incredible.
One of my all-time favorite games, man. Still to this day, I will play this game at any party. If somebody hooks it up, I'm down to play it.
Not 90s, but the Wii one is awesome too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now we're gonna go play now. I'll be back.
Wait, I can play it now. Oh, here we go. Oh, NHL 93. NHL yeah. PA Hockey 93.
I pulled this one because this was just funny. with the mug. That one was funny only because it was NHLPA hockey.
Oh, okay.
So all the teams in that one, they didn't get a license with the NHL.
No, they were just like Los
Angeles. They got the rights to the players, but not the team. So every team in that year was Detroit, Chicago.
I didn't know that.
Los Angeles. They didn't have the rights to the team names, but they had the rights to the players. So it was kind of neat. Again, just started to get into some of the business side, the legal side of the video game. A lot of the stuff, like the drama that was happening was.
Yeah.
JT is playing NBA Jam 8. JT, do you have the code so you could be Bill Clinton or Al Gore?
No, I don't know it off the top of my head.
I used to like that.
The codes were the best.
Yeah, the codes were the best. Game Genie.
This was Doom. Very huge. Game at the time.
Yeah, I had Doom on my computer.
It was big. It was a PC game at first.
I had Doom 64.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think isn't Doom the game that used a lot of like heavy metal cover? Like their music was actually like Metallica and Slayer songs put into 16-bit form.
I'm pretty sure. What the hell is this?
This is the end screen for Doom. So again, this is when these games started adding these.
Oh, we're gonna get an animal abuse strike.
Oh no!
Get it off. Oh, and there's NBA Jam. Speak of the devil. Look at you, JT.
And all that.
Yeah, NBA Jam had a code where you could play as Bill Clinton and Al Gore.
Yeah.
That's all I remember about the original NBA Jam. Ooh, WrestleMania.
It was huge.
When WrestleMania games got weird, where wrestling games were weird and had the Mortal Kombat-like graphics.
Yeah.
I never liked these wrestling games. If you pull out, like, Doink the Clown had a clown hammer thing.
Yeah.
It felt weird. But I remember before that, it was Royal Rumble
for
Super Nintendo. And I was super excited about it.
That was more cartoony.
Yes.
Oh, Resident Evil.
So again, I pulled this game because this was for the PlayStation 1, this game was
amazing.
As an exclusive game, though, this was something that sold systems to play this game.
Maybe my all-time favorite console game, Resident Evil. Even though it had the worst voice acting in the history of video games.
Well, again, remember that the PlayStation 1, that's really the beginning of the voice acting in a lot of the, because now you're going to CDs. I just pulled this because I love the 90s sitcom ending kind of music to the cut to the.
I've never seen this.
We got to start using this music.
Well, this is what I started noticing too, was like now that the developers can put all this extra stuff at the end on CD-ROM.
Right.
They really like to mess around. GoldenEye. Of course, GoldenEye.
Do you have GoldenEye, JT?
No, that's N64.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that maybe the most awkward controls for any game ever.
Yep. But this game is the mainstream kind of first-person shooter kind of layout.
Yeah.
Was a game that started it. I mean, it looks archaic compared to what they have now, but it was mind-blowing at the time. Like, they couldn't even make clouds facing them.
No, and all the people in this game look like Mike Morse.
Yes.
Graphic.
Maybe like this game was huge.
Yeah, this game was
this huge. Game was huge.
And I don't even really know why, because I feel like Doom or Wolfenstein were actually like the first-person shooter type game.
And look at the cutscene here. They're just making out. They're gonna fuck.
This is the end.
This is the end of GoldenEye. They're just making out. Final Fantasy VII, again, a very pivotal game for PS1. Again, I wasn't, and Gran Turismo, too. Again, these were games that made you buy a system, because you needed to play this.
Racing games never did anything for me. Besides
Metal Gear,
Super Mario Kart.
Are you okay, Colonel? What happened?
Snake.
Defense has been arrested.
Now again, just these are the cut. This is their closing. This is the just. Why is it? Why is Carlos
Danger? Carlos Danger as the Walrus? What? What the hell is that?
But this is just a closing scene for Metal Gear Solid for some reason.
Congratulations, Carlos. I had no idea. At the end of Metal Gear Solid.
Because the developers could now put video at the end of a video game. So now they're just having fun. Like, let's take video of my hometown.
Sure.
And put it at the end of a video game.
Great catch, Cardiff.
Look at all those fake names. And then Carlos Danger as the Walrus. Horrible.
So I have a fun fact about Metal Gear Solid. The music in the game, a lot of it was the same music that was composed for the movie Under Siege with Steven Seagal.
Oh, was it and really? That was a 90s. Fun fact.
Yes.
I have to get rid of that apostrophe.
Yeah, that apostrophe should stay where it is. It's perfect. Grand Theft Auto.
I was not impressed with this game when I rented it from the game rental place and was not impressed with Grand Theft Auto the first time I played this.
My local pizzeria used to have a arcade version of some kind of Grand Theft Auto, like well before the home console. It's very odd. Wish I can go back and see that arcade machine.
Yeah, Super Smash Brothers.
It's another game I've never really played.
No? But this game I know for sure was a big... Again, like Mario Kart, it was a big group game. You have four people in a room, and you're all playing the same game.
Who's Mario?
Mario?
Yeah, oh, Mario. Sorry.
Mario.
I thought you were talking about Mario Speedwagon. Yeah, that's from the 80s, I think.
Mario.
Oh, I think that's the 70s, isn't it?
That's how we say it.
Nowhere near 90s.
Nowhere.
But yeah.
Oh, is that Pilot Wings or what is that? What are you playing now, JT?
Star Fox.
Yes, that was actually one of Nintendo's big games, I think, for N64 when it first came out, right?
Hmm. Well, this is SNES, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Do not come to us for your fun facts. Or
no.
We have fun assumptions. That's what we should name our segment.
Things we think are real and true.
We think happened sometime in the 90s. Or
well, was that? I think maybe that was the part two then that came out with the N64. I remember this game being a big game for the N64. So
yeah, possibly. I don't know.
I see how many times in the comments on at you'll remember the 90s. Go over there, like, and subscribe right now. In the comments, the similar comment, and I'm sure we'll get a million of them more now. How do these three guys know nothing about the 90s and are doing a show about the 90s?
We don't remember the 90s.
We remember being alive in the 90s.
We're doing a show to remember. We're trying.
We're asking you guys, yo, remember the 90s?
I might not be 16, but I am significantly younger than these two, so they should know more than I do.
But a lot of these games for me were not old games. I was a little older, so these were more little kid games for me by the time you guys were playing these, like the Super Mario and I was onto like the adult theme games for PlayStation by that time.
Yeah, like Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I got started.
What was that arcade game where it was like, oh, Custer's Revenge?
Yeah, I remember. I've never played it, but I do remember Sal talking about it on Howard Stern.
Yeah, Sal Governale used to talk about the game. It was a filthy game.
It was a filthy game. Okay, we're moving along.
That's a whole 8-minute clip?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think we'd get through a whole 8-minute clip. That's fantastic.
It flew by, I guess.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kalaga.
All right, so I'm going to talk about can we add ourselves?
No.
You know, that's so
no,
lame.
When you load a video on the brand,
you just talk over it.
You can talk over it, though.
Yeah, and I thought I took the audio out. My bad. It's still in there. But I could play a couple minutes of it. How about that?
Yeah, just play it.
Yeah. All right, cool. But yeah, this, I don't know if is the music too loud to talk over? Can you still hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, good. All right. So yeah, this game came out in 1992. After the gaming company Midway saw the success of Street Fighter II, which was out at the time, and they wanted to capitalize off of its success. It is too loud for me to try to think. Sorry.
Oh, we have Mortal Kombat. JT putting Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, there we go. JT. It's yes, you are the
best. He's quick on those cartridges. That's
he is.
He's JT, faster than Fred Norris.
Do you have to blow into your NES cartridges? Fantastic. No, or yes. do they mostly work on the first try? Or that was the most
rarely.
Rarely, right? Yeah.
Wow.
What is that? Why were they so bad, NES?
Well, so JT, have you had your pins changed?
On the original NES inside a console, I did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
that was life-changing for me.
I actually knew what you were talking. I mean, if we're thinking of the same thing.
Yeah.
I can imagine what you're talking about, but I never did anything like that.
I just did this recently, like since the days of AliExpress, where now there's a new rack you can put in your NES. Like you replace the old one, put the new one in. The reason you have to blow it is they would get too loose and they wouldn't make good connections.
And so why does blowing in it help?
Just if you had any dust, I guess, on the cartridge, it would, again, you're just trying to make the best connection you could.
I had people who would take rubbing alcohol and a Q-tip and run it along. I can't imagine that didn't fuck it up more.
Again, no, I think it's cleaning it because you're just trying to make as good a connection as possible. So when those pins are not tight and you feel the cartridge just gets in and gets held. Anyway, that's how you fix your NES from the 80s. We're back to the 90s.
I think we had to do a show.
Yes. 1992, as a matter of fact.
Hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
We do a 90s spinoff show called Yo, Remember the 80s.
Okay.
It'll be better at that show.
Maybe we should have said or named the show Yo, Remember the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, we will. Could you change the graphics?
Yes, I can, but I think
and maybe the 2000s as well.
But I think that was the name of Jim Brewer's show as Goat Boy in SNL. Yo, Remember the 80s? So I don't think we could do that.
Better yet, Yo, Remember Anything?
Yeah,
that could work.
Remember anything older than 20 years from now?
Oh, right. Remember things from when after you were born?
No, get off the 80s, JT. Go back to Mortal Kombat. We're talking about Mortal Kombat.
Not... Yes, JT.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, yeah, you have Mortal a switcher? Kombat.
Okay.
Good for you. Nice. Look at that.
But Mortal Kombat, I discovered this game. I was I had to have been 16 years old. I was working at a movie theater, and I had to go in at like 4 a.m. and clean. It was a movie's 10, so I'd go in and clean all the theaters out before you know, the place opened.
Ew, the cum floors.
Yes,
you're a cum.
Yeah. Yes. And Mortal Kombat was in. Lucky. Yes, it was there. So yes, while I was supposed to be cleaning the theaters, I was dumping so many quarters into Mortal Kombat. Oh my god. Did you just drool out of your mask?
I think so. That's funny. Yeah, Mortal Kombat was definitely life-changing as far as graphics and stuff, because like, whoa, those are the real people.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, they were the real people. They used, right. They actually recorded the people with video cameras, and they used, it's called digital imaging. It's not, you know, they use motion capture now with a lot of the people to make playable characters like that, but they used digital imaging, which was just that, just recording someone on a camera and turning it into a graphic so it could be a playable character. So that was pretty cool.
Right. And then, like I said, this is how we got like those weird wrestling games.
Yeah.
Because everyone started getting on that. Then there were even like NBA Jam eventually kind of just started using.
I don't know if you remember the video game Pit Fighter, but I think that may have been the first game to use that technology.
Pit Fighter.
Yes.
I remember that. Oh, I remember
Pit Fighter. Pit Fighter was a huge game, I believe, in the early 90s. I'm not going to say for sure.
You're wrong. We're always wrong.
Could have been the late 80s, for all I know. But
it's more than 20 years from now.
Right.
Ago. What are we
calling But Mortal Kombat, yeah, it was heavily influenced by a lot of things. At the beginning, it was influenced by stories from China about the Chinese mythology. The stories were called the Cult of Assassins.
Hoi.
And that, hey, and actually those stories are where Sub-Zero and Scorpion, those characters came from. What else was influenced? They wanted to, I have a graphic. This is a horrible.
Just get beat by a girl, JT.
Yeah,
you yep. Knew it.
It's bigger. I don't think I can. But so yes, originally they wanted to have Jean-Claude Van Damme play the character Johnny Cage, who you see here.
Really?
Cage, and here's a picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme. So yeah, the game was, you know, kind of
designed blowing a guy.
The movie Bloodsport.
Oh, that's karate.
Oh. The third down on the right?
Yes, karate. He's
blowing him. That's why I chose that one, actually.
Wait, I'm going to karate.
Going to karate school. Where's your gi? Oh, I have to work up to that. I haven't earned it.
You're a gi.
Wait, so were they going to make Arnold Schwarzenegger? Kano?
So Kano, really? You could kind of see his face. He was loosely based on the Terminator.
But they weren't going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. They did want Jean-Claude Van Damme. They couldn't get the rights from the movie Bloodsport. They wouldn't give them the rights to do it.
Sure.
Then you had also Bruce Lee up here on the right from Enter the Dragon, and then Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat, obviously influenced off from him. Wait. Then you have Raiden here. He was based off this character. I think he was just known as Electricity, as generic as that is, from the movie Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, let's remove that. What else did I have? Like I said earlier, the reason they made the game in the first place was because they saw the success Street Fighter II was having, and they wanted to capitalize on that. That wasn't the only thing they got from Street Fighter II. Street Fighter II had something in the game called the Dizzy Effect, and it happens in the middle of the fight. Well, the makers of Mortal Kombat took that idea and turned it into the fatality and put it at the end of the fight.
Oh, fantastic.
The blood and the gore of the game was shocking at the time. In 1993, Democratic senators led a hearing on video game violence.
Thank God.
Using Mortal Kombat as an example. And I think, Cardiff, I think, don't you have something more to expand on that?
I have the video. Now, believe it or not, on You'll Remember the 90s, we're going to watch a senatorial hearing.
What?
Buckle up.
Is that at least from the 90s?
Yes, I think.
This is 1993.
Buckle up for the next 3 hours of watching your government in action.
Yeah, and seeing the same names that you've recently seen.
Yes.
Like, right. Joseph Lieberman. Like, I think he's dead. Is he dead? But I just know that.
I think he just ran for president.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like, I know we've heard this name recently. Disgusting.
And I'm sure we're going to meet his son soon. He'll be the next senator.
Yes.
Of Connecticut. But so this led to these hearings. And I pulled, believe it or not, I think I pulled 5 minutes from this that it will be entertaining. And I'll try to explain it as we go. But this is Senator Joseph Lieberman then leading the charge. They wanted the video game manufacturers to implement a rating system. That's what they were at least pushing for at this point. But according to Senator Joseph Lieberman, Mortal Kombat being one of them is the example he brings out. And another game, if anybody remembers, was called Night Stalker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. It was for the Sega when they had the CD. So they started putting live video into games. And it was basically these three guys trying to capture a woman, capture a girl and drill a hole through her neck.
What?
Sounds like,
that was like real live action.
Yeah.
Video, right.
It was video. So it was more like a video, okay. Like a choose your own adventure video.
Kind right. Of
game. Like it was.
Okay. I never had the,
or Night Trap. Sorry. Did I say, what did I call it? Sorry, guys. Yeah, everyone's screaming Night Trap. Yes, it is Night Trap. I don't know what I said.
Night Stalker, I think you said.
Oh, Night Stalker. Sorry.
I didn't have any of those, like, B-list video game consoles that, like, you know, always claim to be better, you know, graphics-wise. Because I don't know. But I had a friend who had them all. I had a friend who had TurboGrafx, Neo Geo, Sega Saturn, Dreamcast, Jaguar. He had all that shit. I only had the name, you know, the main ones, Nintendo, yeah. Nintendo Genesis. But I do remember going to his house for a sleepover and playing that game. We were young, man, and we were so excited that he had Night Trap.
And yeah, and it was a game. I remember it only because I remember these hearings in the news, and I remember seeing when Night Trap came out, it was a news story.
Right.
On the 6 o'clock news, this game was destroying. Teachers would talk to you about not playing this game, and it was bizarre. But yeah, so those are the two games that he cites in this, and it there's a couple dynamics here, and let's play and see
our scenes from two most violent new video games. First we have
Can Mortal you turn Kombat, it up,
which is a martial arts contest involving digitized characters. We're going to show two versions of the game.
Thank you.
In the first segment, which is Sega's version, blood splatters from the contestants' heads. When a player wins, the so-called death sequence begins. The game narrator instructs the player to finish, and I quote, finish his opponent.
And you could almost see through this where
finish him.
Nintendo is giving this guy money and Sega isn't.
Opponent with spinal cord attached.
Because he really does want to say the Sega one's the worst one. Out
the blood and decapitation, he's really trying to pile on Sega. A violent game.
So I had to... This is how long it takes them to get the video to work.
Oh, they had to blow in it.
Shit.
I presume that the kids who are playing these games have more success than we this morning at showing them. The second game is Night Trap, which is a game set in a sorority house. The
object so they couldn't even play the clip.
Hooded men from hanging the young woman from a hook or drilling their necks with a tool designed to drain their blood. Night Trap uses actual actors and achieves an unprecedented level of realism. Yet another brutal video game, which is called Lethal Enforcers. This game encourages players to shoot this gun, which is called a justifier. In other words, this is the handheld implement with which you play the game by shooting it at the screen. And the more successful you are, the more powerful the gun becomes. Sega version second.
So now they finally get to the clip.
Nonetheless, illustrative.
Hours later, they got the TV to work.
Go ahead.
And again, he was clear to say, "Watch the Sega one."
You to see, but there's blood splattering every time.
The potato wins.
Was there an increase of kids pulling each other's hearts out of their bodies after this game came out?
I would assume if it happened once in the 90s, it could be attributed to this game. I remember that, pulling that spine out.
Oh, when you actually got a fatality to work, and it worked.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
You just looked like an asshole who was going... Like your character is just blocked.
The difference there is you
never did anything, and then your opponent just fell.
The finishing sequences, the death sequences, and in fact, instead of red blood spurting,
so yes, Lieberman talking up the Nintendo version. See, at least they've done something better.
Now we'll go to the night.
They took out the blood. There's no gore
sequence.
I remember that. I believe it was the following year, Nintendo. Their version of Mortal Kombat still didn't have the blood. But if you went to the options menu, you could turn the blood on.
Wait, was there nudity in this game?
I don't think there was nudity.
The implied nudity?
But yeah, it was kind of like the... Yeah, you got really close. It was Benny Hill nudity.
What is she looking at if she's not looking in a mirror?
Megan. No, this isn't going to work. You're not hearing me. Wait. What are you doing now?
So again, this was the game. Congress is sitting there watching this. I think I'm going to skip ahead just in case YouTube doesn't like this.
Yeah, really? Oh my God. What did they?
They basically put drill. They had a drill. I don't know. Again, whoever thought up this game, I don't know. But again, it was developers that are excited that they have this CD technology now. They could put video in and they could do other stuff, right?
We pay these people to get together and fucking
yes.
complain about video games. Like, this is was ridiculous.
This is why your taxes are so high.
This is what
by
people.
Having a rating, it gives the
parents. This woman's last name is Wiener.
If this is a good
Wiener.
Video game
Dawn.
For my child,
Wiener.
She goes, Don.
This is a thing that comes with the.
So this is the Nintendo guy. And they've been harping on the Sega guy for about 20 minutes about the gun in the Lethal Enforcers game.
Right.
And then the Sega guy said, "Well, what about Nintendo? They have a cannon over here. Go right. talk to them about their bazooka." So it's
what
just
was
this guy's
called the Super.
Well, he's going to tell you. Don't worry. He's going to tell you. He's going to do a Nintendo commercial.
Okay.
In the middle of the Senate.
God. I miss these kind of wars, you know, obviously, Coke versus Pepsi,
look like what you're,
Sega versus Nintendo. This was great.
It's called the Super Scope. The gun that you have in your hand is called the Justifier.
I remember the Super Scope.
That, this game is a target shoot. This device is for target shooting and whatnot.
Target shooting.
For sport, not murder.
I guess I'd rest my case with the fact that we're not putting the name Justifier on it. And the game that you're speaking of, Lethal Enforcer, let me tell you that that game was initially rejected by Nintendo.
Yep. See, we didn't.
We told the licensee that we would.
We didn't do that. We're not like
these
Sega guys over here.
We told him.
Thank God Nintendo was there to protect us.
Take off the word justifier, and we made a number of substantial changes to it. And we also told him we wouldn't approve this kind of packaging. The end result is that product is not yet out on the Nintendo platform.
And did I have that? I know I used it. I remember the name, but why did? Why would I have bought a Super Scope?
Yeah, I never had one, so I don't know.
Was there like a skeet shooting? I mean, that's the only thing I can really think of. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was for. I believe it was for Super Nintendo, but it had to have been.
Let's catch up on some Super Chats.
Super Chats, here we go.
Kel Naris, thank you for the $2. Cover Alf for Sega Master System and Nintendo Thumb. Sega Master System's 80s.
everything about that comment is interesting to me. There was an ALF game.
I remember there being something, but I don't remember what you would do.
System or Nintendo Thumb. I don't know what any of these things are.
All right, we're gonna have another channel, another show where we cover only video games from any era.
Well, actually, we were talking about it, and our good friend Birch the Great gave us the idea a while ago of like playing each other on emulators or something. And I actually just got my USB controller today, and I have an emulator. So we're thinking of like just for fun, just hopping on this channel and maybe playing video games, playing each other, having the chat, you know, trash talk and all that kind of stuff. But maybe trying to do something with some emulators and video games.
So make sure you like and subscribe over here.
What the hell is Nintendo Thumb? Is
that a
thing?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Chris Mack, thanks for the $1.99. Remember 3DO? Yes. Twisted Metal? Yes. Myst? Yes. White?
Twisted Metal? What happened to that game? That was a really...
Power.
That was a big hit, and I loved it. It was very... It was a tough game to play. It was hard to control. The graphics weren't the greatest, but it was awesome. I loved Twisted Metal. All of them. Anytime I played a Twisted Metal game, I loved it.
It's on a show. It's got a show now. There's a series on Paramount Plus based on it, loosely.
ALF came out in 1989 for the Sega Master System.
Okay.
So almost the 90s. Shannon Duffy, thanks for the $1.99. Nintendo Fat Guy, Medium Guy, Skinny Guy. Skull, thank you.
Interesting.
Bedazzler, thanks for the $2. The original South Park shooter game, the best. I do remember that.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
Was that the 90s?
I don't know. I doubt it because like South Park came out like 99, so I don't think the game 96, would have come out.
I think.
Was it 96?
Yeah, it was like mid-90s that South Park came out, but I don't know when the video game started coming out.
Yeah, I thought that would have been well after.
Now this is a show where you mentioned something and we look up whether it was in
the 90s. Yes. 90s fact-checking every Friday.
We'll check it for you. It was the
98.
Okay, good. Perfect. As JT's playing a game from 1986.
Nintendo 64. Yes, I did play this South Park game. And yes, it was from 1998. That's wonderful.
David Chandelier, thanks for the $2.79 Canadian dollars. Happy Thanksgiving. We're still like a month and a half away from Thanksgiving. But thank you, David Chandelier, for wishing me a happy Thanksgiving, Cardiff.
Oh, it's not Minnesota Thanksgiving?
Waffle. I have no idea what you're talking. We celebrate a good old American Thanksgiving like everyone else here in Minnesota. 1 month before Christmas time. Tickus, thank you for the $5. All the hours spent with that kid who swore he knew the Tomb Raider nude cheat. Oh, yeah.
Not a real thing?
I don't think it ever. I thought that was bullshit. Nobody ever knew, but it was that rumor was everywhere. I never saw anything.
Lara Croft, it was a turn on to see a woman in a game and then bent over crawling where you get a titty shot or a shot from behind and then have her moaning like, yes. Lara Croft. I had the cheat code book and I guarantee you if that was a real code, I would have had it. I never fell for that.
That wasn't a Game Genie code. You couldn't put that into Game Genie.
Safety first. Thanks for the $1.99. What are you doing at midnight, January 1st? 2000 scared.
I know
what were you doing at midnight January 1st 2000 scared. Oh, okay, so for Y2K.
Yes.
What were you doing, OJ?
I was in the Flats, a section of Cleveland. It's like a party spot, and I was at a club called Heaven and Earth. It was an upstairs and downstairs two different clubs, and it was on. Everybody was talking about what was going to happen, Y2K. So the owners of the bar played a huge joke and cut all of the power out at the bar at midnight. And everybody freaked out for a couple minutes and then figured out it was just a gag.
That's a Sal Governale gag.
Mm-hmm. Pull the plug.
Yeah, that guy waited all year for that prank. Good for him, and everyone probably hated him just like they hated Sal. Yes. Probably wanted to kill him. I remember being home, and I think I was watching like TRL Live or something, like whatever the TRL New Year's special was.
Oh God,
I think Carson Daly. Someone in high school, like I was on the phone, just going, "Hey, if everything goes down, we're gonna be on the phone together."
It's hilarious. How about you, Cardiff?
Who asked this? Safety first on January 1st, 2000 at midnight. I was inside your mama.
Whoa. There you go.
Breaking news. Next super chat.
American Cupcake, thank you for the $5. Jesus Christ, I loved all these games. I would hustle MK Mortal Kombat in college. Yes, if you're good at a video game and you could find someone to gamble on them with you, that was great. Like I've said before, I was horrible at Madden, and I used to have a roommate who was good, and he would give me spreads, and I would constantly play him for $20 each. There were many months where I paid the full rent.
So there was my buddy.
You have a problem.
Yeah, you do have a gambling problem.
Shut up.
My buddy, he was really good at the game. Like it was hard. It was so hard to beat him. And this guy was not good at video games. I ended up finding out from him years later that he would just hold the controller and he picked the play and let, I guess in Madden, if you don't do anything, the computer automatically takes over.
Oh yeah.
So that's how he was so good. He wasn't even playing.
No one actually plays defense in those games. You let the computer
or offense. Yeah. He was just letting the computer run it. Yeah. Sure. Amazing. All right. Where were we? I think I got lost. Oh, here we go.
Nope. Tiff, member 5 months. Yo, FKB.
Hi, Brennan.
Of course.
Thank you, Tiff.
Dave Daffer, member for 4 months.
TWO. Tuki World Order. Oh. TWO.
So, this is not 90s related. I mean,
oh, gosh.
But.
Show's over.
Shut up. I just want to play this here first. Well, I guess I can debut it tomorrow. But.
So, oh, go ahead. Go
for
ahead.
Some reason, High Pitch Eric did like a live stream. Nude, like he was wearing no shirt the whole time, and really. I guess someone asked him to do a Tukey impression. So here is High Pitch Eric's Tukey impression. I don't know why he puts in the ooh, but his impression is to go ooh haka haka.
The point, it's got to be a song. That has to be a song.
The point you're missing is the guy that you probably did impressions of in high school is now doing impressions of you.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Very weird.
Ah,
I'll be horrible still.
I never thought he'd be alive in 2023.
Carlos Gomez, thank you for being a YouTube member. Thank you for joining wherever you joined.
Dang Lizard.
Thank you for joining wherever you joined. Thank you. Either one of us thanks you. I wish we could both thank you, but I know you're probably... We dabblers should be thanking you because nobody likes me anymore.
Yes, keep signing up for us.
Wizard Nook 2 became a member. Thank you. Haka, haka.
What's he playing now? Metroid? Never good at Metroid.
Shannon Duffy, thanks for the $1.99. Hockey, fat guy, medium guy, skinny guy.
Yes, that was the NES hockey. I think it was hockey, which was also the 80s.
Yes.
I did love that game.
I did love that game, too.
What else did I have? So I pulled some stuff. I pulled a couple commercials. I think you guys pulled some commercials, too.
I pulled nothing because I saw how many things you pulled. So I was like, I don't know anything for this show.
Are we caught up with Super Chats?
No. What was that last one? Because he just actually pulled up the Ninja Turtles. Chris Mack, thank you for the $1.99. Remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games? Google Cowabunga Collection. What's the Cowabunga Collection? All I know is that this game that JT is currently playing, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for NES. It's impossible. This game is impossible if you don't have some kind of game genie or something. It's unwinnable. The hardest game ever for little kids. Take the greatest franchise that little kids would want to play video games, and then make an incredibly hard video game.
So the Cowabunga collection includes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game for NES, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, the Manhattan Project, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, God, I don't know. No, Roman numerals 4, 5. I don't know. Turtles in Time.
Wait, that low number you don't know?
I guess it would be 4.
4 would be like 4 lines with a thing on top, right? Oh, no.
4 would be an IV.
You're making fun of me? Yes, it's an IV.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Listen, thinking.
God damn it.
A bigger number to the right means you. Why are we, remember the 1320s. This is how we wrote numbers.
I'm really dumber than Ray DeVito in real life. This is all a charade. I should not be on the internet criticizing others.
Charade.
What did I say?
Charade.
Yes, like it's a charade co-hosts. Small. It's a charade small.
Charade O'Connor.
Charade O'Connor.
Don, thanks for the $5. KB sucked in the 90s. Yes, he did. But unfortunately, you didn't say FKB, so legally I can't give you one of these.
Brennan. FKB!
FKB! And Birch the Great with the next super chat, I think he's defined it perfectly. 89 to 9/11 can be the 90s.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I agree.
That's true.
I agree.
Kind of where I feel like things change. Yeah, like
the 90s did end. On September 11th, 2001.
Yes.
We got that bonus year.
Well into the 2000s.
And thank you for becoming a YouTube member, the Dawn. WSX, thanks for the $5. Wolfenstein 3D used to have a mod where you could change all the swastika banners to nudie posters. Good times as a teenager, but very pixelated.
That is the most vile and disgusting symbol in the history of our planet. The swastika. How could he do that to me?
The Jake Tucker, thanks for the $4.99 drunk of the week. Stut Joe just quit the Dabbleverse again on Twitter. Yeah, did you see that? He quit. He quit. He's going to Jamaica tomorrow with his girl, and he's done doing shows.
Oh, no. Wait, what? What girl? Which one?
I assume the girl he went to Vegas with.
Oh, wow. Really? No, I didn't. Oh, shit.
Yeah. No,
hear just more about this tomorrow morning on Bedabbling Live with El Harible.
Because, well, John is in the 90s.
He is the 90s.
He was on the Stern in the 90s.
Did he have any? Was he in any video games? Was there an Airheads video game?
Yes. Okay, let's find the Airheads video game and then talk about John for an hour.
Yes. Oh wow! No, I did not hear that. What does that mean for Stud John Con in March?
He didn't say he's quitting stand up.
All right.
So he just said podcasting.
I've been watching my phone all night waiting for a text from Vinny, but nothing yet. I think. Think that show's going to happen. Monty, thank you for becoming a YouTube member.
I'm still very optimistic too. I know a lot of people aren't, but I am.
And good point from Adam Schwab. Hit the like, you cowards, but hit those likes and subscribes over here at You'll Remember the 90s. I did pull some.
I will. Some just a breaking news. There are more people at the Yo Remember the 90s channel than the Cardiff Electric channel. So that is good. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I've just been looking. Because the people watching on my channel aren't like on your channel.
You can't say that word.
I didn't say it. But Pete, you're not. Why don't you like me anymore?
Is he really going to Jamaica? Did he just book a trip?
He said. It's I don't weird because, and out of nowhere, like, did he book a last minute Jamaica trip? Because
that's what I'm saying,
because if he did, he would be talking for the last week about the trip he's going on in Jamaica.
Yes, so he got kicked off and went, "Fuck it, I'm going to Jamaica."
Yep,
I got to get away from this cesspool of ridiculousness.
Could just be going to Queens. That's just throwing us all off.
Oh, yeah, Jamaica, Queens. You're right. Oh, there's so many possibilities, but you're right, Cardiff. If he was going to Jamaica, he would have been like, guess where I'm going for my birthday? The right. week after my birthday? Flying first class, no doubt. Can't wait to see what the maid makes out of my towel, what kind of animal she makes from my towels and places on my bed. You know they only do that for me because they've seen me on TV.
VIP.
Yeah. Perhaps they'll make a little frog out of the toilet paper. It'll be fantastic. Say something, potato.
No.
Why are you strangely silent? I know. But you're right. He would have been talking about it all fucking week that he was going to Jamaica.
It is true. Yes. It is true. AP, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. as well. Is it, am I making it that obvious? I'm scared of this topic.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just funny to point it out.
You know how many t-shirts I've ordered to sell March 10th? No, StutterJohnLive.com. I've taken out a second mortgage.
Why again is it not called Stut John Con, which was perfect name for this event?
It probably would have been. Probably would have been a much better name. But these decisions were not mine.
Safety first, $1.99. Remember Super Game Boy for the SNES? Yes, that was a thing you put into the SNES, and then you could put your Game Boy game in, and it came up on your screen and color. I never remember color was a big thing. Like, we're still living. Like,
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like, holy crap.
But yeah, that's the thing. Nintendo always seemed a step behind technologically from the other competitors, but the games were always that much better. I think that it made, like, nothing matched Super Mario, like, in all the games, right? Like, there was nothing like that on any other system.
Right.
Like, and I think that was where their advantage was never the technology. They weren't the first to get 16-bit or 32-bit or whatever. Mm. But when they got it, it was good. Yeah. Everything they packaged with it. Dylan from somewhere, member for 4 months. Hello, Dylan from somewhere. Nerds without dates talk Futurama at midnight.
Ooh.
Is that your show? So go watch Nerds Without Dates talk Futurama at midnight. What channel?
Dylan from somewhere, I would imagine, right?
I assume so. Dylan from somewhere. Sato Mai.
I happy be here. Thank you.
Thank you for the $2.
I think it's Sato Me.
I happy be here. Thank you. Thank you, Sato Me.
That is the okay. So that is okay. I was just thinking Sato from Danielson, Karate Kid 2, when he goes over to Okinawa, and that's
is that what the picture is?
That's who that is.
Okay, I've never seen the Karate Kid. I think I would start on the girl one. That one looks good.
Oh, probably so many movies we need to watch on this channel somehow.
Let's do that. We got to do that sooner than later, I think. I really want to watch some movies with El Horrible that he's never seen. Oops.
Tron Melendez, thanks for the $4.99. Two talking butt plugs and a wop and a gimp mask. Keep up the good work, boys. Thank you. I'm glad you're noticing, Tron Melendez.
Great comment. We're
working for you.
Hey, what about JT? Forgot about JT.
And JT. Hi, JT.
Unless he's one of the butt plugs.
Oh.
Okay. So I pulled some. Speaking of technology, I said Nintendo was never the cutting edge. Sega maybe had a little more technology on that, but there were other systems. Other systems that were more powerful. More capabilities, more features.
Yes.
That just fizzled away.
Why were they not mainstream? Is it because they were so expensive? I saw someone right before that it was either Neo Geo or Turbo Graphics was for billionaires.
Yes. Neo Geo, I think, was the one. But yeah, Turbo Graphics, I think. Turbo Graphics was 80s. Like, that would have been the Sega Master System competitor.
Right.
And then, but Neo Geo, I think, was the next level, and that would have competed with TurboGrafx-32. I don't know. Was it TurboGrafx-32?
I just remember, yeah, like I had one friend who had all these like weird systems that weren't like mainstream or whatever. I guess they were probably mainstream, but to us they weren't.
Yeah, so here's the here's the Neo Geo, and here's how they kind of presented themselves launching their system. Like you're putting the other consoles
you
in there
wanted
commercial
more power. Them up. Arcade-like four-dimensional graphics and 15-channel stereo sound. Neo Geo is no stopping us now.
God, I do remember that. I remember getting so excited seeing that. Like, oh my God, what is this going to be? And then, yeah, it just kind of fizzled away.
What the hell are 4D graphics?
One extra D.
Yeah, but like, it didn't even look 3D. What are they talking about?
Well, is 2Ds better than 1D?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Then 4Ds would be better than 3Ds.
All right, I just...
Ipso facto, vice versa.
So how you much, lose. How much was a Neo Geo in like night whenever it came out?
Yeah, you're going to look it up. I want to say, I remember seeing like $800.
I'm going to say five.
There's two sources. One says $599, the other says $649. It came out in 1990.
Right. Yeah.
Holy shit. $650 for a video game console in 1990.
But did you see what it did?
It was basically like having an arcade at home.
Yeah.
And well, even that really big ass fucking controller pad.
Yeah.
But that was big money to spend on it. Parents weren't going to spend that kind of money on
now I know their kid. Why I didn't ever see Neo Geos except for at my one friend's house. Man, my one friend was rich. I didn't realize that.
Well, there's ads, and I remember seeing this exact ad, and I'll put this up now while we're on the topic. But again, this was an ad from Playboy magazine for Neo Geo. Like that's who they were marketing to.
Wow. Like
these were systems for adults.
Sure.
Right. So yeah, I remember when he couldn't keep his hands off of me. Oh yeah. I remember this ad was like a Playboy ad. This was
funny,
not Maxim, I guess at the time, but it would have I remember this exact ad too. And that's where they're going after. They weren't marketing the Neo Geo to kids. Cause yeah, no parent was going to spend that kind of money for, what, Nintendo? You have a Nintendo.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Is that a scene from American Psycho? Is that Christian Bale?
It kind of looks like him.
It's who Christian Bale was based on for American Psycho.
Did you ever see that Neo Geo Playboy ad? I want to make a movie about the guy playing Neo Geo and ignoring the hot chick.
Here's another example of advertising.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
A Game Boy Pocket is more interesting than this woman he has tied up in his bed.
What the fuck? Wow.
The Game Boy Pocket, now better than rape.
Oh my God. How about this? Did you know, have you heard the old adage that touching yourself too much will make you go blind?
Yes.
Oh my God. Sega didn't want people to worry that
touching
the Game Gear too much would make you go blind.
Something to do with your hands that won't make you go blind. Sega Game Gear. Look at that.
Yeah, some old magazine ads. Another Game Boy ad. A Game Boy, more fun than a ferret down your trousers.
Oh my God.
And there's a ferret half in this young man's trousers.
Oh, it must stink. Oh, ferrets stink.
Now,
it's making your pants stink. Why would you do that?
I have to say, the guy in the picture is the expert on what's more fun, a Game Boy or a ferret down your trousers, because he's doing both.
Wouldn't it just like eat your wiener? Think it's something like nothing about having a ferret in your pants seems fun.
No.
Who wrote nothing. This? Nothing. John?
I don't know.
I wrote the Game Boy ad with the guy with the ferret down his pants. It was groundbreaking. No one had ever taken Game Boys and put.
He should take credit for some of these stupid campaigns, because you'll never find out who actually wrote these ads.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just say, I used to write for Playboy.
Just have a list of companies and magazines your ad was in.
Mm-hmm. JT, what's that game?
Super Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh gosh, yes, one of the greatest wrestling video games ever. The guy that made this, if you ever played the video game Pro Wrestling, yes, this goes back to the 80s, but if you ever played the video game Pro Wrestling for Nintendo
with Starman?
With Starman, the guy that made this game made that game.
Oh yeah, okay, it does have similar, it's better graphics, but the quality of gameplay seems a little better, but somewhat similar. I've never heard of this game, but I was just fascinated. Thank you,
super nerdy wrestling fans like myself knew about this. Fire Pro Wrestling, yes, probably the greatest video game ever made.
So I was curious about how much the TurboGrafx-16 was when it came out, which was actually, that was in the 80s, 1987, sorry. No, it wasn't. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, why do I see, okay,
I'm gonna share release. That's
this is why you can't trust anything online, because I only brought this up because I was looking at this and it says right here it was released in 1990, but then when you go over here on the side it says October 30th, 1987. Wait,
yeah, what?
No, that was Japan again,
okay, FBA. Yeah,
okay, so 1990, so TurboGrafx was released in 90. And it says it was sold for a retail price of $249.99, then quickly raised to $300, and then dropped back down to $250, while eventually on by 1992 sold for $200. So TurboGrafx doesn't seem like it was
It did not last long.
That
popped. And then there's a comment there about then they had the TurboGrafx CD. They had that add on for it. So again, one of the first ones to adapt to the CD. As a gaming medium to add videos, things like that. Another, I guess we could call it failed premium system. Remember the CDI?
No.
So it was from, I don't know. Everything I see is different. I don't remember.
Different countries and stuff.
Philips and Magnavox. I don't know. I thought I've seen it as the Philips CDI and the Magnavox CDI. And I pulled a couple of their launch commercials explaining. So they're kind of marketing it as a premium CD player, multimedia device, like watch movies, games, like a family home entertainment system, does everything. So I think you'll notice the star of their commercials as well as a very famous man from the 90s.
Say you're watching TV and this guy says...
It's CDI, friends, the next generation CD player that works with your TV.
And you'd say...
But I have a CD player.
Then your mom says...
No, dear, CDI works with your television.
You'd probably feel pretty dumb and maybe even fake it like you'd already experienced the ultimate in games, movies, music, and more.
Trust me, babe, I know about this CDI stuff.
Now get into CDI, starting at $299 with $200 of free stuff.
Say you're going to buy a CD player and you're thinking... But then you hear about the next generation CD player.
It's called CDI and it works with your TV to bring you the ultimate in movies, games, and family entertainment.
Awesome!
Awesome is right. Awesome sound, awesome pictures, awesome choices.
CDI, tell a friend.
CDI, kid, huh?
Arr. Now get into CDI, starting at $299 with $200 of free software.
$200 of free software.
I don't remember that commercial, but I love it.
It was great.
Yeah, I don't remember that commercial either. And what was Phil Hartman doing? Why was he playing it like that? And why was his face so pale at one point?
I don't know. I'm not a video director.
Weirded me out. Weird to see him like that.
But yeah, that was, they were trying to be the family entertainment. They were trying to be like Apple, like a smart TV, I guess. Mm. Equivalent now.
Remember in the night when Howard used to go off about CD-ROM?
Yes.
And how he would talk about like, I'm not going to do CD-ROM, Robin, until I figure out how to master the platform. Yeah. That was interesting. I've never heard of CDI.
Yeah. I don't think I remember that at all.
But you remember too, even at some point, movies were starting to come out on video CDs. That was starting to become a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember getting a DVD drive in my computer and like trying to get drivers to make it play an actual DVD movie.
Yeah.
And I remember buying The Wedding Singer and seeing the first 5 seconds a million times as I tried to get the stupid software to work to play a movie on my computer.
Yeah, and that's something else I can't wait to cover if when we get back to video games would be the PlayStation. You know, that was so revolutionary in gaming, being able to play your CDs as far as like music or movies and then the games. And being, you know, for me, that was the first system I discovered that was like adult themed. Probably my favorite system ever was the PS1.
But even that's cool to think too. What they were that was the first system that allowed you to have real music in a game too.
Yes.
Right. Like when I remember the radio station on Grand Theft Auto, right? Like tuning in to actual songs at some point. That's the system that allowed them to start putting actual voices in and more, you know, commentary in the sports games and stuff too, right?
Yep. That even goes back to Madden, having John Madden just making comments and boom, first down on the play. He whammed him.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you guys PC game guys or no?
No, I wasn't. And see, I wasn't. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say I didn't have a PlayStation 1. I had a Nintendo 64, and then I think I made the jump to PC games, which I enjoyed, but I never had PlayStation 1. And then I made for the jump from N64 to PlayStation 2. I remember that. Yeah, right. There were a lot of weird transitions in the 90s as far as technology goes.
But PlayStation 1 was the big one for me.
Yeah.
And then even 2 was the DVD player. So now it was like... Yeah,
2 was monumental. I mean, I feel like everyone had a PlayStation 2.
And then you get it modified, and then you could burn your games. Go to Blockbuster, rent the game, burn it, have it at home forever.
Yeah, it was great. Great times.
DVD burners. Oh, we got to do an episode on like file sharing.
Yeah. Just on
Napster. Jeez, it's going to be a fun show.
Kazaa. LimeWire. Oh. What else were there? Were there any others?
Those were the big ones. Kazaa, LimeWire, Napster. I think there may have been another one, but those were the three big ones.
And then. Yeah, because torrents would have come later.
Yeah.
No, but that's again that format change, going to the CDs and the DVDs, that was big. Again, for what
that changed everything.
Yeah. But like I said, that's why I pulled those clips of the end sequences and those original PS1 games where they probably just kind of thought at the end, let's throw some stuff in there.
Right.
You know,
Then they started having too much fun. Some of the games had two discs, if you remember. They had so much information, and they were able to have more fun, like you said. So it was like, why not? If we can make a game that big, let's do it.
But I think we touched on movies for a second, so let's touch back on it. Our friend... Carlos Danger, he's recovered. He's still alive.
Oh,
yay!
The disease did not totally take him over, so hopefully he is on the mend. But he did climb out of bed.
Oh,
eat a 6-foot hoagie.
Oh, sure.
And cut up Carlos picks for us, where he hopefully talked. Now, if we remember the first time Carlos did a Carlos pick for us, he was. He talked about every decade of movies except for the 90s, I believe. Right. The next time he came on, what did he do? I don't remember.
Oh yeah, wait, last week?
No, the first
eating hot dogs
one. Oh yeah, episode one, something with cheese. We learned about his love for cheese. Last
episode one.
Last week he laughed at Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Yeah. There you go.
He talked about the car chases, I believe, in Schindler's List being interesting. But let's
what is he going to bring us this week?
What can Carlos Danger, the fat Carlos Danger, what could he bring to us today? Let's
so mean. Hey, everybody, welcome to Carlos Picks. My name is Carlos Danger for the purposes of this broadcast. I might be female, tries to become straight, you know, cooking hamburgers, just can't do it. hey, remember the 90s? Do you remember the 90s? Shirts off,
date rape, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you have to acknowledge now because of the times. Like, who are we apologizing to? Because that's really cool. So that being said,
break down. What is this movie? What's good about it? What's bad? Goodfellas. There might be a curse coming up. Based on a true story, the screenplay is based on a book written by Eddie Bunker, who was a spent like his an entire half his life. By the time he was like 40, literally half his life had been behind bars. He was a petty thief, a drug addict, and all that good stuff. Like, I'm just blabbing on and on. We're probably boring people to death. I don't know if this is interesting. Maybe we'll see if we can go lower in terms of downloads than we did with the last one about
Schindler's List.
You know, De Niro's home from Vietnam. He's in his full uniform. They've just come from the funeral for their lifelong friend, the Christopher Walken character. Goodfellas. It's lit. It's fire. I have no idea what it was. I have no clue. Hashtag Disney.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I think the medication he was taking for his illness was affecting his brain.
I think he's going to Joe Biden's doctor. I'm not sure. Might be. Carlos Danger might be. We might be losing him. He's been infected by Kevin Brennan.
He seems about as qualified to do movie reviews as we are to do a 90s show.
Yeah, wow. So he's a perfect fit. Perfect fit. WSX, thanks for the $5. THQ WrestleMania 2000 was my favorite wrestling game, released in 1999. Thank you for checking your fact. North American release, I hope. Yeah. OJ N64.
Dude,
create your own character could get interesting. Ever play it?
I've played all of those games. I was into all of them. The creating the character was the coolest part. When you were able to start doing that in the wrestling games, that was one of the coolest features, because then you could make wrestlers that were in other organizations. You can make your friends. You could have your own theme music, all that stuff. I don't know if you could have your own theme music back then, but
I don't think so. But the THQ series of wrestling games was awesome. Yeah, they were great. The gameplay was great. And the graphics were all blocky and no one gave a shit because it was so much fun. And it was fun to see which characters would come out in the new games. And I had WCW versus NWO.
Yeah. WrestleMania. That was one of the best games ever for Nintendo.
And apparently, I don't know if anyone's played it, but the new AEW video game is supposed to be based. The gameplay is supposed to be based on those old THQ games, but I haven't played it because.
Yeah.
Again, I'm paying for Xbox Live, but I don't have time to fucking play anything anymore.
At WSX, if you've never played and you're still a gamer, Fire Pro Wrestling, look that up. You can get it on Steam. It's fantastic. Totally different take. It's not like anything like THQ or anything like that.
Oh, this is interesting. Maybe this is why we've never heard of the CDI. Luigi Greenberg, I think the CDI was exclusive to Canada, Cardiff.
Why would Phil Hartman do a Canada commercial?
He's Canadian.
No, he's not, is he?
Yes.
Was he?
I have no idea.
No. Is that a 90s fun fact? No, probably not, but I just wanted to use that drop.
He is Canadian.
Is he really?
Brantford, Canada.
Phil Hartman from Bradford, Canada.
90s fun fact.
Died, born Bradford, Canada, died Los Angeles, California, at the hands of Andy Dick's mangled.
I was responsible. We did drugs, and then the next day, everyone's dead. Wow.
Birch the Great, No Mercy was clearly the best wrestling game. What say you, OJ?
That was a great one too,
dude. You know what? There were so many that I liked back then that I really don't even remember which one was which now off the top of my head. But I'm sure it was a great game. There was a lot of them. I didn't have an absolute favorite.
Agreed. Whatever the newest one was my favorite at the time. But they basically all played the same. They just had more characters and like. Maybe they started introducing like ladder matches or something like that. But basically all the games were the same and they were great.
Yeah.
No Mercy was definitely one of those. Where is Tukey? Mike C, 199. He's sleeping, I guess. Tukey's not on the show. This is a Tukey free show.
The CDI was released in the United States. Thank you.
There you go.
I don't think we ever saw that commercial, though.
Here's a fun fact. Okay, I'm not going to play the whole
thing. Yeah, it's too long. I got to change that.
But it is fun. I just wanted an excuse to shoehorn that in there. Red 473, thanks for the $4.99. I'm late to the show. Did we talk about how popular flight sims were in the 90s gaming scene? No, but that is... I remember guys with their flight sim. That was a PC thing. Like, they had their setup. They had their rig.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into it. You didn't really want to use someone else's.
Right.
And
that was something I agree. Same. I saw other people that had that setup, but I just never, I always wanted to try to play, you know, do that, but a flight simulator sounded awesome, but yeah, no, yeah. I was never able to do it.
I
was going to say my buddy Jared's into any kind of simulator. He was into flight simulators, race car simulator games, all that kind of crap.
I was just going to ask if that was his rich buddy.
Oh, yeah. But he had some money growing up.
But yeah, like that's the one thing. Like, PC gamers were, for the longest time, isolated. Because you were in a room somewhere else with your computer with everything set up. But where the console games were the ones, where, like, yeah, with Mario Kart, with you and three friends come and play Mario Kart or Super Mario, like, two-player. Right, where PC gamers, that was your own space. So yeah, you never really played someone else's PC. You either played your own or you didn't play.
That's right.
Mario.
Territorial.
I know. Who is Mario? Mario? Mario Christmas.
Mario. Mario. Is that really how you people say it?
Mario.
Mayo? Is it Mayo or is it Mayo?
Mayo.
So it's Mario.
Well, yeah, you just said it right that time, but you were saying like you were saying it like the month of May.
No, he said
Mario.
No, you said he was saying Mario. Yeah, you were saying Mario because Ario Speedway.
Yeah, Mario.
I remembered. All right, who cares?
Yeah, right. We're all idiots.
Yes. What else you guys got?
Nothing.
Okay.
Like I said, I saw all the clips that you had. I don't have any clips. I didn't bring any clips to the table this week.
OG, you got anything?
I do not. Mortal Kombat. I was going to talk about Resident Evil, which we kind of touched on that already. WSX, I do want to say to him, Fire Pro Wrestling looks console bound. I have the PS5 and Series X. I should be covered. It's also on Steam if you play on Steam.
All right. So first, I'd like to thank all of you for watching. And if you're not watching on the app, you'll remember the 90s YouTube channel. How many times do we have to say it? Go there and watch the show.
We're going to have to just start doing it on that channel until people start finding us.
Yeah.
Yes, but we have to make them want to find us first, I guess. So hopefully tonight's show has made you want to know. No, this wasn't it. Eh?
No, it wasn't this. No, well, I don't know, maybe.
Come back for episode 9, because I have a really good feeling by episode 9, we'll figure this out.
Yes. Well, come back next week to see how little we know about whatever topic related to the 90s we come up with.
And I know we talked about playing some video games on here, one of these shows. I think we also have talked about maybe having some of you guys come and join us to play some of those video games when we do that. Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it all out.
But if you don't like and subscribe over there, you'll never know.
Yeah, right? But we can do because we can open up rooms where we can all play each other and stuff. And you don't even have to download an emulator. So it's pretty cool. Thanks to Birch the Great for showing me a link to that.
Thank you, Birch.
Yes, thank you.
And JT, thank you for being one of our squares tonight.
Thank you for being our Carlos Danger and bringing in the 80s into our 90s show. Thank you. Appreciate that. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
He gave it two thumbs up.
Red 473, thank you for having a joystick was key. It could go from Mech Warrior to Flight Sims. Live, you guys, take my money. Love you guys, I assume. Take my money.
Oh, thank
you. We love you too, Red 473.
I'll cut your belly up open and show you the black stuff inside. Anytime well, that, someone named Red, I think of that old bartender guy.
Oh, at the tunnel bar?
At the tube.
Well, the tube bar.
The tube bars. Okay.
Why don't you come over here and I'll cut you open and show you all the black stuff you got inside. Red.
Great calls.
Hello, Red.
Great calls. But I had some fun tonight. Yes. I hope you had some fun tonight. I think you got a big show tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
On Bedabbler's channel.
Big show.
Bedabbling live with El Horrible. It is our 50th episode. Thank you guys so much. We'll be talking to a man who got a Tukey tattoo. Tukey was supposed to talk about it on Tukey Soup last week. We totally forgot. I don't know how we forgot about it, but I forgot about it. And so he's going to come on. He's going to show us his Tukey tattoo. He has some videos of it. We're going to see if he regrets his decision a week later. Just a bunch of stuff. We're going to talk to a bunch of different people. I'm going to send out the link to a couple of people and just kind of get them on and talk about how Bedabbling Live has changed their lives, just like all of you.
Wow.
I
really am a loser now in the Dabbleverse, aren't I?
Yes. Well, you'll be there.
No one's getting a potato. Anyone that gets a potato tattoo now is a hack.
Yes, that's
left. You can't get a potato tattoo on the way down.
That's next level shit. I've never had anyone want to get a tattoo of anything that I created, I guess. And I didn't even create Tukey, I guess. But yeah, that's weird. I don't know
how to life.
I love it. I love it. It's amazing that someone actually did that. So I need to talk to this person.
Well, I guess we will talk to this person tomorrow. We'll see you all tomorrow. I'll be there. I'll pop in if I'm awake.
Cool.
I should be.
No, that's the problem with the show. We should have made it later.
Well, for you especially.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
But this was fun. Thank you, everybody. Like and subscribe at You'll Remember the 90s. This was fun. We're doing it. And here, stay tuned for our final thought. Galaga.
Galaga. You want me to fire this and then I'll fire the end of the show?
I'll fire you! Oh, hi. It's me, your pal, Cardiff Electric. What a fun episode that was. We learned all about video games from the 90s. Violent video games, sports video games, etc. But I think we did learn that video games can also be extremely addictive. So if you have a young or old person in your life that spends way too much time playing video games, just remember, they probably also have a crippling masturbation addiction as well. So there's that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like and subscribe at You'll Remember the 90s. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're going to have some fun, show you how it's done, TGI.
Yo, do you remember the 90s? Let's find out. Acid-washed jeans, Doc Martens on your feet, Pogs in your pocket, and bagel bites to eat. Watching Full House with your digital pets. Mom, get off the phone, I need to use the internet. Let's go to Blockbuster, there's nothing else to do. Carmen San Diego, where the hell are you? I like Tukey not.
You've got mail.
Ice, ice, baby, swing.
Sit, Eugene, sit. Good dog. Da 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 da.